Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drew.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Oh, well, Phil, it's great to have you back on town after...
Yeah, been back for a week or so, Rick.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's nice that
just getting used to this cold weather here.
Oh, it's nice that you contacted me to say hello. What, did you send a present by slow carrier pigeon? Or
the birthday present? I told you, it's 100 bills in the mail. So, has it not come?
No!
Right, I'm going to get on the post today.
You got any connections in the post, or have you cut all those connections?
Shut everything.
Yeah, I thought you had it. Okay, let's stop mucking around.
Yep.
What do we got?
Local footy, Rick, last week.
Last week.
Which was, this last week. The week before was a bye, obviously, Kim's birthday. Yep. Angaston.
You're still jet lagged, I can see that.
Oh, yeah. Angaston, 17-17, Kapunda 3-9.
Good game that would have
Guess
been.
Guess what?
What's that?
Tip Kapunda. How well's that going? Okay, yeah, it would have been cracker game, wouldn't it?
Oh,
another one, Freeling, 4-7. They would have beaten Angaston on the day, anyhow. versus South, 10-18.
Oh, lucky another cracking game.
Hey? Next one, game of the round, I think. I believe you covered this one, Rick. Williston, 9-13. Tanunda 6-12. Did you cover that?
I did indeed, yes. It was played in shockingly wet, blowy, dark conditions.
I watched the second half on that video.
It took them, till halfway through the last quarter to turn the lights on, I have no idea, but that's a different topic.
Well, they're warming up for the girls' game after.
Well, I think they got the president's. Maybe if they've got a limited supply of electricity at Williston or something.
President ought to put his hand in his pocket and pay for the electricity.
Exactly. However, I'm not sure that Williston are that good, but I can tell you something. Your old mobber, Tanunda.
Going to watch them tomorrow?
Oh, how lucky could you be? They are very, very average.
I'm going to watch a game of the round. Tanunda versus Freeling. In the quagmire of Tanunda.
I tell you what, if Tanunda play like they did last week, Freeling might come up with a brute.
No way in the world. Okay, we got the last game, which was the upset.
Oh, it was.
Oh, hang on, I did tip Tanunda too. There's two wrong out of the three. Central, 12-9. Barossa, 10-9.
That is really an upset.
And the tip, Barossa.
And, again, gee whiz, Charlie Molyneux is, at this level, he is almost freakish in the way he attracts the ball or gets the ball or reads the ball. I was shockingly surprised because I'd seen Barossa beat Newry. Everyone's been saying that Central are building, but obviously they're building more. Well, they're building at a
rate. Waiting for this concrete to dry.
Yeah, they're building at a rate more rapidly than I anticipated.
Wow. Yeah, I wouldn't have picked them.
No.
I would have picked them bottom two, but anyway, good on them. Good luck to them.
Yeah.
This week, quickly, Ricky, we'll go into the next one.
See if you can get your tips any more accurate.
Well, three wrong out of four. That's not real good, is it? This week.
I thought it was about par for the course.
Two in front of you in the AFL still.
Only just.
Central versus Williston.
Well, I've chosen to go there and cover the game, mainly because I think it's, to be honest, the only decent or proposed decent game in the round. It is a game that they're both on 8 points, equal fourth,
yes,
as it were.
Fighting for four.
So this is, we'll put one of them ahead. I am going to go.
Might be a draw.
It could be, of course, but it won't be. I'm going for Gawler Central.
Williston.
Well, that means Gawler Central at home.
Okay, Tanunda versus Freeling at Tanunda.
Well, shall I have some fun? Freeling in an upset.
Tanunda in an upset.
Yeah.
Okay, South and Angaston. Angaston are back.
Back from where? South by plenty.
Yeah, South for me. And Kapunda versus Newry out at Dutton Park.
Oh, dear me. Simply, Kapunda could not win.
No. I agree. Right. Newry for both of us.
Yep.
Okay, so we got the premiership table quickly. I'll run through that. South 14, Barossa 12, Newry 10, Williston 8, Central 8. So that's five. So it's a top four.
Yes.
And then out of the five, sixth is Angaston on 4 and Tanana on 4 and Freelancer Bunda both on 2.
Yeah. I mean, those last four, I mean, I hope they're gone, aren't they? Oh, they're gone.
Yeah.
It's shot to pieces. And, I mean, the standard of those bottom four is very questionable. Oh, anyway, we've said that before.
Okay, I did watch the Tanunda game on that live stream that they do. My God, there's about four or five players there that aren't up to A-grade standing at Tanunda side.
Yeah, well, you're right.
I wouldn't mind standing him.
Well, I reckon you get a kick too.
I mean,
you could come in.
I don't even know some of the kids. Right. They're not good enough.
They're just not up to it.
We've spoken enough about that.
AFL, Philip.
AFL. We had a game last night, Rick.
Tell me about it, Phil.
Yeah. Geelong and Melbourne. And who would you tip?
I was confident in tipping Geelong. And I
was confident in tipping Melbourne.
And listeners, this shows, I mean, I think the holiday has affected him because it's only played at Geelong and they don't lose down there.
Oh. No, they don't. Not often, but I thought Melbourne and Geelong got a lot of danger. They got a lot out, a lot of key players out.
Well, yes, yeah. Now listen, okay,
And another one now. Jeremy Cameron.
Now we all know now that Geelong won the game. You watched the game.
I watched it.
You watched the game.
Yep.
What did you think of poor old Jeremy?
Oh, how unlucky was that? Hey? Just running through, and he got him with the shoulder into the head, and.
Poor old Gary Rowan, he must... Now, do you know something about him? He's someone's nephew or something, isn't he?
Kenny's. Ken 11.
Well, now, you know, there's people saying that Gary Rowan should be reported.
Oh, that's a joke, Rick.
Hey, high tackle.
Hey.
High hit.
Come on.
High hit.
Where are we going with that, Rick?
Well, hang on. You admit that it was an accident, complete accident.
Correct.
Right? Now, let's just pretend that the same incident occurred precisely, but Gary Rowan was wearing a Melbourne jumper.
Well, it mightn't have been an accident, though. He might have.
No, hang on. No, we're not saying that. We're saying it was the same incident, but he's wearing a Melbourne jumper. What would have
Three
you done?
Weeks.
3 weeks. 3 weeks. Well, I got news for you. I reckon there's a lot of lawyers today getting excited because they're going to use that defence that you've just proposed. Oh, well, it was high and he is knocked out and he is concussed and he will miss weeks. It was an accident. And I would suggest to you and our good listeners that not every high accidental hit is other than that, accidental. Mm. And yet, you know and I know, and you were correct, if he'd been wearing a Melbourne jumper, he'd have got 3 weeks, if not more.
Yeah, I can see where you're going. I mean, it's a big lawsuit and they're going to make money out of it and people are going to sue because they got knocked out, whether it's by their own teammate or by a... I know, it's... Where's it? They had to watch the rugby league the other night. My God. I love the headbutts.
It makes Aussie rules look like...
Don't worry about any rough tackles.
A banana game on Sunday afternoon, doesn't it?
Wow, everyone had a blood nose.
I just can't believe how they're still walking at the end of the day.
How would they be next morning getting out of bed?
It is a different level of physical contact.
You'd have to cut the bed away from me to get me out. Anyway.
Anyway, so we've summed that up.
Yeah. I don't agree with it. I don't like it because I think it's all a big lawsuit, but I can see where they're coming from.
Well, the trouble is now, because of the medical repercussions and, as you've said, the possible litigation that's coming, I don't know what you do. You know, I mean, no one wants it to be non-contact and non-bumping, but your health is your health, isn't it?
Exactly. Okay, let's go.
I know that you are a cricket man through and through now. What did you think of the test?
Oh, we're going on to cricket now.
Oh.
I've got half the games to go yet.
Which games? All right, we'll go back.
We'll quickly do our tips, that's all.
Okay.
And we'll come into cricket.
All right.
Sydney and West Coast. Rick, who are you tipping?
Sydney.
You sure?
Yeah.
West Coast for your team.
No.
Okay, Sydney for me.
No, Port's my team.
Oh, me too. We'll tell them about it in a minute. Frio and Essendon.
Essendon will win.
Essendon. I've tipped Essendon too. Collingwood and Adelaide.
Collingwood by the country mile.
I remember you saying that on the other year, and then they got up and won Adelaide. So Collingwood by plenty, I think. Gold Coast and the Hawks.
Gold Coast.
Back to where they were.
Gold Coast.
I'm going Gold Coast too. They've got a bit on it. They've got to try and make the finals this year. Otherwise, I think Stewie might be looking for a...
Well, that's what they say, but he's not due.
Or something.
Well, they'd have to pay him out because he's got a contract.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
He's needing the money for the tucker. Right, St Kilda and Brisbane.
I'm going for St Kilda.
Brisbane?
Yeah.
Brisbane for me.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
Brisbane aren't going that well.
Oh, no, a bit like Melbourne. Yes, so inconsistent. Yeah. But anyway, a couple different there. We've gone 1, 2, 3 different, Rick.
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
I've already got one.
I counted that one already.
Test match. I hear that you stayed up.
Sleep I had, Rick. 1 o'clock, couple days in a row. Yeah. And I couldn't watch that last session, which was probably the session.
What about one of the greatest games ever, Phil?
Apparently. Bazball or something? Bazball?
Honestly, good listeners, it was a very, very watchable and good game. Mainly because it was close.
Yep.
And yes, a win is a win is a win. And how you win it doesn't really matter, I suppose. But I think it's fairer to say, in assessing it as one of its great victories, I would almost argue, and I'm a true red-blooded Aussie, it wasn't...
Oh, sorry.
Okay. It wasn't so much that Australia won the game as England lost the game.
Yeah.
Now, if what's, buts, could-haves, whatever, in every game, particularly footy and whatever, they apply.
Yep.
And so it's almost academic to talk about what now about that test match. But bearing in mind, and everyone, you know, we're all very much smarter with hindsight, but if Stokesy hadn't declared the shortest first innings declaration in test history, and they'd bat Roots on fire, and they'd batted on for probably the 5 or 6 overs that day, which would have given them 30, and they'd batted for another half hour or so on day 2, they'd have made 100. Now, and declared then if they wanted to or did whatever. Now, I think that would have ensured that England wouldn't have lost the game. It wouldn't have ensured they'd won it.
No.
But the sort of concept of Bazball is that if in doubt, go for it. Gamble rather than be conservative, as is illustrated with their batting. But forget all that. The bloke, in my opinion, who really lost... Well, you can't say that because it... But the guy who helped Australia, I thought he was playing for them.
Oh, was, Bluey.
Oh, Johnny Bairstow. He could not catch a cold.
Hey, might as well have me wicket keeping there.
No, you'd have done a better job.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't seen me wicket.
I mean, forget about the embarrassing stumping of Green.
Oh.
He's missed Carey about 3 times. And then... And most people haven't talked about this because it was, you know, you can argue that because he didn't lay a hand on it, it wasn't a chance.
Yep.
But at the start of Australia's second innings, Khawaja justifiably was magnificent in both, but he should have been out when he was 5 in the second innings. Anderson's bowled around the wicket.
Yep.
He's got a great edge. It's gone about waist-ish height between Bairstow wicketkeeper, Joe Root first slip. Bairstow has not moved a muscle. He should have caught it on the proverbial.
Fly past.
He should have caught it
on his... I didn't see that one. Oh. I didn't see it.
Anyway, there you go.
Did watch a lot of it though, Rick.
I mean, let's face it, I'm not knocking Australia, but if you're saying, well, everything went right, it did. I mean, even poor old Stokes, he's dropped Lyon behind square leg with, you know, 10 runs to get or whatever it was. So we had the rub of the draw, but that's life.
Oh, well, that's cricket, I suppose, eh?
Win is a win. But I'll tell you what, the only bit I don't like, and folks, I am not advocating sledging. However, sledging occurs.
yep.
in pressure, top grade. That doesn't necessarily justify it. But for Ricky Ponting, amongst others, to come out and say that Ollie Robinson's sledge or suggesting to Uzi that he where he could go after he eventually got him out when he's 140 or something is, I mean, there's the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, Australia created sledging.
We're some of the best.
And now we're the Angels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that's... Yeah. And no one... Uzi said it. Uzi wasn't upset by it.
No, he wouldn't get upset by it. He wouldn't. Would he?
No, absolutely nothing.
How cool is he?
So there you go. But listen, Port Adelaide forever, I'm back.
Oh, absolutely. Eh? And what stats we got over there?
Oh, right, sorry. Just before we get to Port Adelaide,
yep.
Amazing how fickle sport is. Prior to the first test starting... Yes. Labuschagne was the number one bat in the world. Yep. Smith was two, Head
Still
was three, etc. No, with the way things go, after this test and the failure of both Smith and Labuschagne, and to a degree, Travi, he wasn't a failure in the first dig, but he didn't get any many in the second. Guess what? The world test rankings now are Joe Root...
Yep.
Has jumped from fifth to first.
Wow.
Kane Williamson has gone into second position where he was. Labuschagne has dropped two and he's third. Travi's fourth. Azam of Pakistan is fifth. Steve Smith is sixth. And Khawaja is seventh.
Okay.
So, it's as it were.
Tough at the top.
It is tough at the top. Port Adelaide and Ken Hinckley. I all over it.
Same here.
Now,
I'm with them.
Just as we I've got to go through this quickly, and I won't blind everyone with all the stats. But here is an Port. Now that they've won 11 in a row.
Yep.
Amazing. You ready for this?
Yep.
Since 2000, including Port being the 14th, there are 14 sides that have strung together 11 wins in a row during a season. Right, and would you believe that of those teams, so it's 13, Port are in the position right now, of those teams, Essendon 2000, Brisbane 2001, Geelong 2007, Geelong 2009, Geelong 2011, Hawthorn 2013, and Geelong 2022, all won the premiership.
Oh, okay. There you go. We didn't have to bring 2007 up, perhaps. We could have left that one out. It's still hurting.
But so 10 of the 13 sides either won the premiership or lost a final to one of the other teams that also won 11 during that season. So
I'm going up to get some money on them.
Well,
we're home.
Just sign Kenny now.
Well, and what's that other stat you had under there, Rick?
That still actually suggests that we could...
10 runners up.
We could still lose the preliminary final.
Don't even mention that.
And here it is, though.
Yep.
I've got a funny feeling at the moment, our rule, round 7 rule, still is very, very much...
It's alive?
True, alive.
Okay.
However...
Beautiful.
Listen to this.
Yes.
Since 2000, 61 teams have started a season 0-3, including Geelong this year. Only 7 of them have made finals, and none have made it further than a preliminary final.
Agree with that.
So that means that nobody 0-3, even if they'd won the premiership the previous year, as Geelong have ever won a follow-up premiership. The Cats have been on the back foot the whole season, and as history would suggest, they're likely to say that way.
I don't think they will go. Yeah, they'll make the. I think they might make their finals, but that's as
well.
Far
the
as
only
I
thing
go.
You can. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Yep.
Now, as we are dwindling out of time,
we are.
He said that he was not a conceited player, but the local council did offer him $2 million if he could pull down his ego and build a shopping centre.
Sounds like me in my heyday.
What do you mean, heyday? Sounds like you.
Yeah, good point.
All right, folks, until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.